Well, as we all get through the coronavirus outbreak together, a lot of businesses, of course, are having to close. A lot of them, though, are still open. And if you head to our website, chapelboro.com, the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership has helped us put up a page called What's Open Downtown. A lot of restaurants, a lot of shops that are still open, having to adapt their service, but still open and looking to serve you. You can head there for photos and deals and a whole lot more. One of the businesses that is still operating is D.B. Sutton and Company Hair Salon and Wine Shop that's located on West Franklin Street. Obviously, the stay-at-home order severely affecting hair salons, to say the least. But David Sutton, who operates D.B. Sutton and Company, is figuring out ways to stay open and continue to serve customers. And he joins us now on the phone. David, thank you so much for being with us today. How are you?
I'm good, of course. Thank you.
You can find more on D.B. Sutton and Company online at dbsutton.com, by the way, in this conversation brought to you by the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership, downtownchapelhill.com, for more on them. So how are you managing through this? How are you holding up as we all get through this together?
Basically, we were mandated to be closed by the governor on the 17th of March, but I had opted to close a week prior because I just didn't want to risk not only my clients or my staff, but myself for exposing for a virus that we couldn't see. And we are within a really close proximity of our client. We're not 6 feet away. So I opted to close a week prior to that, just for security and safety of everybody involved, maintaining that the wine shop could do curbside pickup, or we will deliver within, you know, Chapel Hill, Durham, Hillsborough radius, Northern Chatham, just, you know, with a minimum of 6-bottle purchase, just to sort of maintain a little bit of revenue stream, because primarily my business is the hair salon. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, we've taken a big hit by that being closed, but people wanting to support local businesses have been really great about calling and ordering wine. I'm not of the vein to sell, you know, gift cards or things like that to maintain business, because that just means that income's not going to be there later on. You'll take it up front and then you've got to sort of filter it out later on. So I wanted to do something that just continued to have a revenue stream coming into the salon. So that's why I did the wine. I don't have an online presence for the store, but basically if people call and tell me what their needs and wants and likes are, I can pretty much pull accordingly. And so far, people have been really positive about what I've brought to their homes and left on their porches for them to have without having to get out. It's really beneficial to everybody involved. Plus, I'm working a lot with local importers and distributors, small businesses like myself, where they are the importer and they are the distributor. So I'm trying to keep everything that's sort of family owned, you know, kind of afloat with what I'm doing. As I float, they float. So we're all sort of holding on to the same life raft.
That's a point that I've heard from a lot of folks that we've talked to in the last couple of weeks. As you think about a business that's located downtown and they're on Franklin Street and they're figuring out ways to stay open, that in itself is something to remark on. But the fact that you're also working with all of these other importers and distributors and shipping companies and all of the people that are working behind the scenes to keep each business open, those businesses are staying open too.
Yeah. I mean, it's been, you know, I try, as I said, there's, you know, there's a number of people who are from Chapel Hill who've opted to go into the business of importing. So they're really well known in the community. So, you know, it benefits us all as little as it can be. You know, every dollar is a dollar, and it gives people something to sort of do and have a little bit of joy in the time that they have to spend at home trying to figure out what to do next.
So we're speaking with David Sutton again. dbsutton.com is the website. More on the hair salon, which is closed, but they've also got the wine shop on West Franklin Street with a terrific selection and delivery available. And we should mention, we're talking to you while you're in Eflin right now, making a delivery, right? So you deliver out quite a ways.
Yeah, well, actually, I live in Eflin, so.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of in my neighborhood.
So how far out do you deliver then?
I've been to Hillsborough, Durham, Chapel Hill, of course. I've gone down as far down as Briar Chapel, Old Lystra, Governor's Club. I've got a number of clients who live in the CCRCs in the area.
Mm-hmm.
So delivering to Carolina Meadows, Carroll Woods, the Cedars, basically where anybody would call in and try and get something that supports us and or get something for themselves just to enjoy. I mean, the primary thing is to continue to sort of have a little bit of your day looking outside saying, you know, it's a beautiful time of year. Thank God it's not winter that we're having to deal with this. So,
yeah, for sure. So tell us about the wine selection. What do you have available?
Well, I focus a lot on Old World. I have a huge affinity for Italian and French, so I tend to focus there more so than anywhere else. I tend to focus on small farmers who are organic or biodynamic and sustainable in nature, usually with a story. A story, you know, I'm a small business, they're a small business, it's a family farm. Try and get things that just are of interest, that taste really great and are not too pricey. Price point, you know, try and start anywhere between $8 up to whatever we can sell that would be sellable. So, you know, there is a, I work a lot with Lex Alexander of formerly Three Cups and Wellspring. And, you know, we both have an understanding that, you know, there's a price point, there's a sweet spot for a price point that people will spend for a bottle of wine. And it also has to be good. So we try and focus on things that just taste great and are really fun to drink and help support, you know, a small farmer who's trying to make it as well.
And people can just call you up and just give you a sense of what they like and what their price point is, and you'll pick something out for them. Is that how it can work?
Yeah, that's pretty much how it works. I do go in between 1 and 3. I mean, if somebody comes and is masked up, I will let one person in at a time and try to keep as much social distance as I can. I discourage that because it's more fun to sort of surprise people with a pulled case than it is to just come in and get. But, you know, I'm certainly available for most things because we have to learn how to adapt in this new climate.
How have people responded? I know you mentioned some people being really happy with what you picked out for them.
It's great. I just took a six-pack of rosés to a client down in Southern Village, and they called today and said, we went through those. They were great. Now let's do another six-pack of those and a six-pack of red. So, you know, they're expanding into what I sell as the wine store. I am focused right now on rosés because it's spring and they're beautiful to drink.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's home during the day for most of the day.
Rosé all day, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Speaking with David Sutton again, dbsutton.com. The website, how else can people get in touch with you, and what else should people know if they want to get in touch with you?
They can call the salon number, which is 919-968-HAIR. For easy memory, and or they can send an email to info@dbsutton.com. I check everything constantly, you know, in the morning. I check it while I go into the office. I check it in the evening and just try and stay on top of everything that I need to stay on top of. It is only myself working right now. So, you know, my team is all at home because I don't want to risk anybody for anything. So, you know, they're with their families and baking bread. I know that two of my team have started a sourdough mix. So, you know, they're doing things that are creative in different avenues than they normally have. So that's great. But it is just myself, and I'm the only one handling it. So it, you know, it's not overwhelming, but it gives me something to do. It gets me out of the house.
Well, again, dbsutton.com, the website. 968-HAIR, is that the phone number?
Yeah, or 4247.
All right, 968-4247, 968-HAIR. Give them a call, order wine, give them a sense of what you want, and he'll bring it out to you. It's going to be terrific. D.B. Sutton, thank you so much for being with us today.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you for all that you do. I'd like to thank the Downtown Partnership because they are doing a wonderful job with everybody downtown. I hope that everybody understands how important that organization is for us as a business owner.